Good morning, everyone. A good Sunday morning. I trust you're blessed this beautiful Sunday morning. If you're not blessed, it's not God's fault. Our God is a good God all the time. That's His character. That's His nature to love us. As you're going to see by this Sunday's message, it's a blessed message. I'm just excited about it, and I hope I translate the revelation the Lord gave me in a meaningful way that you'll get a hold of it and it'll change your life. This Sunday morning, you've tuned in to First His Kingdom Family Church, where the Word of God is guaranteed. The Word of God with the Holy Spirit is guaranteed to change your heart, and it'll change your life forever and ever. Amen. This is our Sunday morning service for March the 12th, 2023. And our purpose this year, our vision, our focus in 2023 is kingdom priority. Priority means it's the first in order of importance in our life. And of course, that's what Matthew 6:33 tells us, right? Seek first the kingdom of God. So our purpose in 2023 is kingdom priority with an eternal perspective. Hallelujah. Brother Andrew revealed an important truth to us last week. He told us that we are askers, we are seekers, and we are knockers. Amen. Luke chapter 9, verse 11. Luke chapter 9, verse 11. Ask, and it will be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be open. So here, First is Kingdom Family Church. Like Brother Andrew said, we are askers, we are seekers, and we are knockers. And more importantly, we are receivers. We get results. We get results not because of who we are, but because of whose we are. All His promises are yes, and in Christ, amen. Amen. Jesus Christ is real, and our relationship with Jesus is real. Amen. God loved us while we were yet sinners. God loves you this morning. Let's say that this morning. Let's say that three times. God loves me. God loves me. God loves me unconditionally. Doesn't that feel good, just saying it? Let's say that again three times. God loves me. God loves me. God loves me. Isn't that awesome? In spite of everything that we've done, everything that we've done wrong, every failure, every disappointment, God loved us while we were yet sinners. Oh, hallelujah. Right now, revival is breaking out. We think it's just across the United States. But listen, I got a newsletter from Janine Cook in the Darien Jungle, Vita Ministries. And listen to what she says. Worldwide revival. There is a revival in many parts of the world today, especially here in the jungles in Panama. I love how God showers all His people with this Holy Spirit. Amen. Isn't that awesome? We think it's just here in a couple of states. The Lord said, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. So God is pouring out His Spirit before Jesus comes, before Jesus returns. And this revival about Jesus Christ, I believe this may be the end time harvest before Jesus returns. I'm not a prophet. I'm just a minister. But just look at the news around the world, what's happening. This may be the end time harvest before Jesus comes. And our Holy Bible has everything we need to succeed. Amen. Everything we need to succeed. How good God is to us all the time. Our Holy Bible has a holy meaning. Amen. Holy Bible with the Holy Spirit has the power to transform our lives. That's why we guarantee If you do what the Word of God tells you to do, you'll never be the same. The Bible reveals the fate of the obedient and the disobedient. Our Bible reveals the most important event in the New Testament. The most important event in the New Testament, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's amazing the fact that the Bible is the most sold book in the world. The number one book seller in the world. And ironically, it's the least read. But we'll see. Okay, let's start today with our Sunday morning service. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. This is the introduction to our message this morning. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, "All Scripture is God-breathed. Men wrote the Bible, but they were inspired by the Holy Spirit, and all Scripture is God-breathed." Are you ready? Are you ready for today's revelation? I'm so excited. I don't know where to begin. Thank you, Father God, that as I ask and I seek and I knock, you open the door of revelation. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your precious word. Your word is God-breathed. Your word is God-breathed. All Scripture is God-breathed. Our focus this morning is on God's breath. All Scripture is God-breathed. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, says, "The Lord God formed man from dust, and God breathed into him the breath of life." This morning, if you're alive and you're hearing this message, you're breathing. You're breathing. Amen. Can I get an amen? Yes, I'm breathing, Pastor Jesse. What does that have to do with anything? Psalm 150, verse 6. Psalm 150, verse 6. "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." It goes on to say, "Everything that breathes, sing praises to the Lord." Everything that breathes, sing praises. How many of you saw the movie The Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston? I mean, if you did not, I recommend you see it. I recommend you see it. There's a scene when Moses goes up to the mountain and he sees the burning bush. Do you remember that? Do you remember that? Moses going up to the mountain? And Moses asks for God's name. "Who do I say sent me? Who do I say?" And God answers and says, "I am that I am. I am that I am." God's message, God's name was so holy. God's name was so holy that the children of Israel weren't even allowed to mention it. That's why we get so many different names: Elohim, Elohim, El Shaddai, Rahus, Adonai, all these other names, because God's name, I Am, was so holy they couldn't even repeat it. And translated, when God said I Am, he was telling Moses, "My name is Yahweh, I Am." He's self-sufficient. No one created him. Amen. He doesn't need anyone. He is from everlasting to everlasting. He doesn't wear out. He doesn't get old. He is God. I am that I am. Yahweh. Yahweh. This may be the most important message I've ever given. Please hear me, saints. This has everything to do with kingdom priority. This year, when we purposed in our hearts that kingdom was going to come first, and myself, Pastor Rose, our elders, Brother Daryl and Grace, Brother Andrew, we purpose to give you the messages that God gives us for you. Amen? So it's kingdom priority. And when we purpose that in our hearts, when I did as a pastor, the Lord said, you ask, you seek, and knock, and the door will be open. So he's revealing some things that, you know, we've been with the Lord over 40 years. We're going on 29 years here in this Austin area that we graduated from Bible school. And we've ministered a lot. We've preached a lot. I've preached a lot. I've ministered a lot. I've taught. I've preached and ministered. But it seems like all of a sudden, that the revival begins in our hearts. And like I said, this may be the most important message I've ever given. Yahweh. Let me make sure that you understand what's happening here. If you're listening to me, if you're hearing this message and you're breathing, Yahweh is a breathing sound. That's a breathing sound that came out of the burning bush for Moses. Moses didn't see God. All he saw was a burning bush. And when God said, I am, Yahweh, it was a breathing sound that came out of the fire. All scripture is God-breathed. The way God breathed life into Adam, here in the mountain, God is breathing life into Moses. God breathed life into me, and now God will breathe new life into you this morning. Yahweh is a breathing sound. Now listen, when I was rehabilitating from my procedure last year, they gave me some breathing exercises. And they said, breathe in through your nose as much as you can, and then exhale out through your mouth. Let's do that three times. Breathe in through your nose and exhale, breathe out through your mouth. Let's do it three times. In through your nose, out through your mouth. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Two more times. In through your nose, out through your mouth. One more. In through your nose and out through your mouth. What does this have to do with anything, Pastor Jesse? Listen, Yahweh is a breathing sound. Yah is to inhale. Yahweh, WH means to exhale. God breathed into Adam. Adam was able to breathe in, inhale, and he was able to exhale. Do you get it? Yahweh is a breathing sound. Yah, to inhale. Weh, to exhale. God made it so that everything that he created, everything that breathes, praises his name. God made it so everything that breathes praises his name. Psalm 150 verse 6, let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Isn't that something? Is that a revelation or what? Listen, Yahweh is a breathing sound. When a baby is born, when you and I were born, our first breath spoke the name of God. when a baby is born, its first breath speaks the name of God. Are you getting this? This will change your life. We will never be the same. Have you ever experienced something that caused you to sigh deeply? A deep sigh calls God's name. Listen, an atheist, an agnostic, an unbeliever, a Gentile, an infidel, an atheist is unaware that with every breath, they are acknowledging God. Let me repeat that. An atheist, agnostic, unbeliever, heathen, infidel, they are unaware that every breath they take, they are acknowledging God. How about death? Our God glories in life. He does not glory in death. He is the author of life, not death. Death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? Death, when a person dies, with their last breath, God is no longer filling their lungs. When a person dies with their last breath, God is no longer filling their lungs. Oh, but this morning you and I, we are alive. Being alive, we speak God's name constantly, all day. Every time we breathe in, we bring out. Every time we breathe in, we breathe out. Yahweh, maker of heaven and earth. Being alive, we speak his name constantly. In joy, sometimes in joy, our lungs are filled like they would burst. Our lungs feel like they would burst when we're in joy. Proverbs 17:22 says, laughter is good like medicine. Oh, in joy, hallelujah. In sadness, whenever you're sad, we breathe heavy sighs. Psalm 30, verse 5 says, sadness may endure through the night. Oh, but joy comes in the morning. When we're about to do something hard, what do? We take a deep breath to find courage. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. When we're afraid, in fear, we hold our breath and we're told to breathe slowly to help us calm down. Count to 10. God is involved in every aspect of our lives. Whatever we allow him to do, he will do. Jesus will give you everything if he is everything to you. Psalm 34, verse 8. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Breathing. Amen. Breathing is giving our Father God praise, even in our hardest moments. Are you going through something this morning? Don't stop breathing. Don't lose hope. Don't stop breathing. Come to Jesus. God gave you life. Now Jesus can bless you and help you through anything. John 10:10, Jesus promises to give us life and more abundantly. Moses asked God for his name, and God chose to give himself a name that we couldn't help but speak every moment we're alive. Isn't that something? The Ten Commandments. Moses asked God for his name, and God chose to give himself a name. A name that we can't help but speak every moment we're alive. I trust this message is blessing you the way it blesses me to deliver it to you. Listen, all of us, every one of us, all around this earth, we're walking, we're talking, we're sleeping, and we're breathing with the name of God in our lips. Isn't that something? Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. You, this morning, you, dear saint, you're breathing this morning. You have God's name on your lips. Let me repeat that again. You, dear listener, you're breathing this morning. You have God's name in your lips. Is this an awesome revelation or what? God made it so that every creature he created would breathe his name and would breathe because of him. God, the creator of heaven and earth. Do you love him this morning? Do you love God this morning? He loved us while we were yet sinners. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I recommended 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the love chapter. Love, God is love. And he breathes. He breathes his life into us. And love is a real indicator of our closeness to God. Don't say you love God and hate your brother, your sister, your mother, your neighbor. Love is a demonstration of our spirituality. No one lives in a spiritual parking lot after they have met Jesus. Amen. Let me give you two scriptures in closing. Romans 12:9. Don't pretend to love others. Really love them. This is how Jesus said, they'll know you're my disciples, by the love that you have one to another. So don't pretend to love others. Really love them. And then 1 John 3:18. Don't just say you love someone. Show your love by your actions. 1 John 3:18. Don't just say you love someone. Show your love by your actions. I trust this message blessed you as it did me. Our God is mighty, mighty indeed. Amen. He gives me this, and then I have to try to translate it. I have to try to deliver it where you'll say, I get it. I get it, Pastor Jesse. I get it, Yahweh. Inhale and exhale. When we're breathing, the name of God is in our lips. Isn't that awesome? Oh, hallelujah. Are you blessed this morning? I trust you're blessed. You're breathing. You're breathing. Oh, hallelujah. Listen, let me give you our Bible question for this week. But before that, before I give you the Bible question, let me give you a little testimony. Pastor Rose was born again before I was. Well, I'll call her Rose because we weren't pastors. But Rose was born again before me. She started going to church and would invite me. And I'd say no, and I'd say no, and I'd say no. And finally, just kind of, God bless her, to appease her, I said, all right, I'll go. And I went to church, and of course, I was so uncomfortable, I was so uncomfortable that it was just really, really uncomfortable for me to be at church. And they had pews. They didn't have chairs. They had pews, those long, comfortable pews. And don't ask me what the sermon was about. I wasn't listening. I was bored. I was thinking about something else. I was not thinking about it. And it just seemed like the sermon was so long, and it went on and on and on. Finally, I started getting bored, and I put my elbows on my knees and my chin on my hands. If you can picture that, me sitting on a pew with my elbows on my knees and my chin on my hands, like this. and I was bored, you know, looking around, and I turned to my right, and a couple of maybe 8-10 people down the same pew, there was a guy just as bored as I was in the same position. His elbows were on his knees, and his chin was on his hands. And he was falling asleep, and I turned away, and I hear this. And I look over there, and his chin had slipped from his hands, and he hit the pew in front of his in front of him, and he hit the pew with his forehead. And he turned to me, and he had a red line right in his forehead where he had hit the pew. And of course, everybody heard it, but nobody saw him but me. I was the one that saw him. So this is B.C., B.A., before Christ, before I was born again, so I wasn't saved. And I said, oh, okay, God. I straightened up and I said, okay, I'll listen. But we can learn from somebody's struggles. We can learn from somebody's experiences. We don't have to experience what they did. Amen? So I learned, you go to church, don't get bored. Don't fall asleep. You'll hit your head on the pew. If church is boring, you're not doing it right. If listening to messages about the Bible, you're not doing it right. Amen? So that's my testimony, falling asleep at church. Don't do it. All right. Anyway, this week's Bible question is, who, what is the name of the person who fell asleep? He fell asleep when an evangelist was preaching and teaching the gospel. This person fell off a window edge. He was on the edge of a window and fell asleep and fell out of the window, 3 stories high. He fell and died. I don't know if he fell asleep because of boredom or he was tired or because of the anointing. Amen. But anyway, he fell out of the window, 3 stories high. He fell and he died. So what is the name of this person that fell asleep and fell out of a 3-story window? He fell and died. I'll give you the answer tomorrow night. Again, what's the name of the person who fell asleep while an evangelist was preaching and teaching the gospel? This person fell out of the window, 3 stories high. He fell and died. Amen. I'll give you the answer tomorrow. The purpose of our Bible questions is not to trick you. It's to refresh our memory about certain events in the Bible and to increase our knowledge of the Bible. The purpose of this question is, if hearing daily bread is boring, you're doing it wrong. If going to church is boring, you're doing it wrong. God is an exciting God. Amen. All right, so our daily bread scripture for March is in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Amen. What is the Holy Spirit's main agenda on the earth today? Transformation. Transformation. Amen. Inhale, exhale. Yahweh. Amen. Again, our Bible question this week is the name of the person who fell asleep and fell to his death. Now, this morning, hallelujah, in closing, to all our faithful hearers, listeners, to our anointed, faithful financial partners, I pray that our Lord Jesus bless you as you live this year, allowing God's kingdom to be your first priority. And you breathe his holy name. May you sense the Holy Spirit's presence near you, with you, and in you, and allow Jesus' love and peace to bring you comfort in your life. We bless you, Lord God. You're so good to us. Heavenly Father, I decree, declare, and prophesy divine blessings of health, wealth, and above all things, soul prosperity on your people. I call them blessed in Jesus' name. I will be with you tomorrow night on our Daily Bread broadcast. Be blessed. Enjoy your rest of the Sunday.